And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
All right, after the odd news, Josh Peterson's going to come on, and he has an announcement to make. Don't know why we need Josh for this.
We got a Josh on this show.
I know. How about a take here from professional take man Dirk Chatelain?
Ooh. Okay.
USA in the World Cup, Creighton in the Maui Invitational, state championship finals at Memorial Stadium. It's not quite the Thursday of the Masters, but a definite top five sports weekday.
Whoa.
Thoughts? There's a buzz about it.
It's unconventional, right? Like I like it because it's different. Like it's not set to the calendar that like,
for
okay,
sure,
on this day, it will be this.
Yep.
It's kind of all the stars of a line, so to speak.
And it happens, you know, the time sort of works out, right? Because USA games at what time?
1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Dang it. Never mind then. It's the same time as the Creighton game. Mm-hmm. We'll watch the Creighton game, and then, you know, you can still watch Class A state title game tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely allows for...
Like if that soccer game started at 3:30, that'd be nice.
That'd be perfect. Fill that gap.
All right. Josh has the odd news before we get to our very special super secret announcement.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Did you remember last week when Las Vegas Raiders linebacker Blake Martinez retired out of nowhere?
Yes.
Did you say to yourself, huh, that's kind of weird?
Yes.
Well, we now know the reason why he retired. He found a rare Pokemon card worth over $500,000.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Blake Martinez shocked many fans when he announced last week he's retiring from the NFL at the relatively young age of 28. First drafted by the Packers in 16, following 4 years with Green Bay, joined the Giants in 2020, blew his knee out last year, went to Vegas this year, seemed to be doing really well. In his last game before retirement, he racked up 11 tackles. However, he's got a little side hustle. He sells Pokemon cards. He collects, he sells, and they're always ebbing and flowing in and out of his collection. Well, one came into his hands. It was a Pikachu card.
Holographic?
I don't know. It's rated 9.5 on a scale of 10, just like a baseball card.
Okay.
So he sold it for $672,000. This is the same type of rare card that Logan Paul paid over $5 million for earlier this year. Seems like Logan Paul might not be great with money.
Yeah, shocking.
But that's a different story. Still, this is a big sale and hardly Martinez's first time buying and selling Pokemon cards. Former player's a big fan of him. He's been collecting them for years. Really picked up in the height of the pandemic, he said, and retired after 6 years in the league.
Okay, I mean, that's a good career. I don't know what year you get to your, like, pension or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
There's also the, well, he was, wasn't he making more than, like, $1 million a year just playing football? And couldn't he have done a couple more years of football and then sold the holographic Pikachu?
Probably. I'm guessing there was a, you know, I don't want to do this anymore anyway.
Gotcha.
And here's an excuse, just if I could recklessly speculate.
Yeah, yeah. It was not because of the Pikachu card.
I'm going to guess it wasn't.
But I mean, it helps.
Yeah. That was the thing that got him over the edge.
Because I don't think a professional football player at age 28 only needs $500,000 more dollars to retire.
I hit my number, honey.
We're done. Great job. No, he's got a little bit of a side hustle, it seems. Nice little nest egg there.
Yeah. We go to Missouri for our next story.
As we do.
A man who wrote a demand note on the back of his birth certificate while robbing a bank has pled guilty to bank robbery.
Back of his birth certificate, huh?
You don't have like a McDonald's receipt lying around or a napkin.
No, also,
went birth certificate.
When was the last time you've seen your birth certificate with your own eyes?
this comes up quite a bit where there's a little panic in the back of my head. What if something happens and where I need my birth certificate? Yeah. I don't know where it is. Mom!
Yeah.
Lloyd was placed at the scene of the crime by his ankle monitor, which he was wearing for an earlier offense, according... Wow, this guy's a real genius. According to a report from the Western District of Missouri, a white man with tattoos. I'm looking at his mugshot. He has a 12 tattooed on the bottom of his neck.
Oh, maybe he likes Texas A&M.
Maybe. He also has a word.
Or Seattle Seahawks.
Going down his throat. The microphone's covering up. Like this part of the neck right here.
Okay.
But it's blurred out. They won't let me read what it says.
It probably just says the F word.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
I really like tattoos that just say the F word.
It looks really short.
Have you ever seen a shirt that just said the F word?
Yeah, and it's always jarring. I'm like, oh, no, you're not supposed to do that here. No.
It is always jarring. Like, there's no reason for that shirt to just say the F word, but it does.
Yeah. So he walks in. He gives the teller a note written in pink highlighter demanding money. And the bank teller hands over the money and keeps the note, turns the note over and go, oh, it's this guy's birth certificate. 10 minutes later, the guy's roommate calls him and says, hey, the cops are here and they're saying you robbed a bank. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell them you did it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and throw you under the bus. Feels like you don't really have a chance here, so...
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's either him or me. He got away, quote-unquote, with $754.
That's amazing.
If given the maximum sentence.
You're so bad at this.
Yeah, this gentleman will receive 20 years and $250,000 fine.
Oh. Sure was worth it.
Yeah, definitely. And finally, Connor, we end in Florida. A man sprints across the freeway running from officers and can be heard on body cam footage yelling, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
A Florida suspect who ran from police after being stopped for driving 110 miles per hour with a suspended license was courteous enough to yell, I'm sorry, as he darted in between vehicles across the freeway. Zachary Seibert decided to play Frogger across I-95 after he was stopped for speeding. The good news is he's yelled, I'm sorry, to our deputy as he took off running, and while he was a courteous criminal, he was not very smart, as after a short time of hiding out in the buffer preserve nearby, he located a vehicle and said he would pay the driver to take him back up to the area of the interstate so he could get his car. The department said deputies later found him hiding in the back seat of said vehicle.
Yeah. They're going to get you.
Yeah. If you run from the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, you are only going to go to jail tired, said the sheriff. Ooh, a little smack talk afterwards.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the odd news.
It was odd.
It was.
I like the guy who robbed the bank with his birth certificate.
You don't have a piece of paper anywhere in your car.
It's one of those as a cop where you're just like, man, I'm having a good day. You got lucky on that one.
The shoestring on the cork board is really just one piece, A to B. We got him.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
That is the odd news. Coming up next, a super secret, major, major announcement that will not in any way be a letdown whatsoever. It will be exciting.
Look, don't be a negative boy.
Someone earlier, Michael, he tweeted in, he says, lest we not forget. The last time we were informed of a special announcement, it was advertising for Four Quarter Pick'em.
That was a big announcement. You could win $1,620 by listening to 1620 The Zone.
Point B. I almost went 4-0, by the way. Nice. Shout out to the Chargers last night. Point being, when the 1620 staff says there's a huge announcement, it seems to be a big nothing burger. Well, that's up to the beholder, right? I think it's really great.
Yeah.
You might, but you'll have to come back and find out what's on the other side in order to know for sure when Josh Peterson joins us next on 1620 The Zone.